Good afternoon. This is Michael Marsalek. I've got a guest in our Missoula studio today. Mike Steinberg is here. He's the executive director of the Roxy Theater in Missoula. We're talking about the inaugural Montana Film Festival, which will be happening this week. So Missoula is certainly known for the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival. The International Wildlife Film Festival happens in your shop. Talk about this new festival and its kind of new angle at bringing films that are new and also haven't been seen in a long time.
Yeah, sure. Well, we've been producing film festivals at the theater for quite a while. And, there isn't really a narrative festival in Montana. I mean, there's some smaller regionalized events, but nothing that brings in films from elsewhere and filmmakers. So we thought it'd be a nice opportunity working in partnership with the Montana Film Office to bring filmmakers to town. We also had kind of a perfect storm this year with three feature films that had been produced within the region. I mean, mostly in Missoula and, just in the neighborhood. But some as far out as they shot in Browning and in Glacier, but the majority of those three features were shot in Missoula. So it was a great opportunity for us to present those films alongside some other films. And we basically looked at Sundance Film Festival, South by Southwest, the LA Film Festival, just, big festivals like that where independent film premieres, and reached out to filmmakers and distributors to put together a program.
So what's the structure? What's the rules in terms of the kinds of films that you're going to show? Short film, yeah. Long form, all narrative?
Well, we decided just to go narrative. There was talk of one or two documentaries just because we knew the filmmakers and they would be interested. But frankly, I mean, come on. Big Sky does 120 films every February. So there's no real lack of festival-style documentary films. I mean, there's, of course, theatrically released documentary that the Roxy does all year round. But in terms of bringing in specialty programming, independent documentary, for example, it didn't seem like a necessity. But there really isn't a venue, certainly in Missoula, for screening some of the kinds of films that play. Looking at the way that we program at the Roxy, a film will run a week or two, and the majority of those films have distribution. Many majors or sometimes smaller distributors, but the films that we were interested in were films that were primarily independent and without distribution. There were a couple examples of films that we did get from our distributor relationships, but they're actually titles that I don't think we would play for a week because we might not generate an audience. But in the context of a festival, it's a little bit easier to get audience for some of those. And I won't point them out. These wouldn't play a week. But there's a couple that are that we're super excited to have. And again, I don't think there would have been a context to be able to screen them.
We're talking about the inaugural Montana Film Festival, which will take place this week, Thursday through Sunday at the Roxy Theater in Missoula. Information online at montanafilmfestival.org, or you can call 728-9380. So maybe highlight a few things that you are excited about. I imagine putting together a festival, there's lots of great things to see. A couple of highlights that you think people shouldn't miss?
Yeah. I mean, the festival, the exciting thing before I get to a highlight is that 36 filmmakers, actors, participants will be here over that 4-day period. We've got about 25 films playing in the festival, mainly features, but a program of short films as well. So 25 films and 36 guests, that we were pretty thrilled to come up with those numbers in our first year. And I think that really does, increase the interest in the program if you've got the filmmaker or the actor, for example, there to talk about it afterwards. Some of my personal faves playing, there's a film called Krisha, which we opened the festival with. It was the winner of the South by Southwest Film Festival back in March. It's kind of a strange hybrid of a documentary narrative. The director cast his actual family members for a dysfunctional family reunion. And they're not playing themselves necessarily, but, for example, the main character, Krisha, who will be here, Krisha Fairchild is the actress. She plays this sort of deranged, addict, alcoholic who comes and just, makes a huge mess of the reunion. And she assures me she's not an addict. She's just an old hippie, she said. But she based it on another family member or something. So I'm super excited about that. It plays a lot like a John Cassavetes film, real just like intense realism. We're thrilled to premiere the three features that have been produced in Missoula in the last year or so, Subterranea, Love Like Gold, and a film called The Triangle. I'm also super excited about this picture called Results, which is a romantic comedy of sorts, directed by Andrew Bujalski. And Bujalski is his fifth feature film, and it's a great, funny, funny film.
We're talking about the Montana Film Festival. It will take place this week, Thursday through Sunday, at the Roxy Theater in Missoula. For more information, you can call 728-9380 or go to montanafilmfestival.org. I've been talking with Mike Steinberg, the executive director of the Roxy Theater in Missoula. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Michael. Always a pleasure.